So welcome to the Shake Podcast powered by Trio Solution. We have entered season 5 with a whole new lineup and new guests while still taking a deep dive into all things cannabis, the industry, and the representatives pushing it forward. The Shake Podcast explores new themes every episode within the dynamic cannabis space in North America in an effort to engage a wide audience and provide full coverage across issues and opportunities of interest to our listeners. And we broadcast on a weekly basis anywhere you stream your podcast on any platform that you love or directly from Apple. It is whatever's easiest for you. What seems to be incredibly difficult and challenging in today's cannabis world is branding and understanding the consumers and how to stand out in a crowd, which can be next to impossible. And that's why we have you covered. Check out our sponsor, Detonate Cannabis Agency. If you're looking for print, collateral, or maybe you're a retailer looking for a fresh look or need, contact the helpful reps at www.detonatecannabis.com and they will take care of all your needs. Thank you for joining us on the Shake Podcast, powered by Trio Solution. And today we have the pleasure of chatting with Ali Mohammed, CEO and president of Light Clinic, a cannabis platform here to provide convenient access to medical cannabis for patients in need. And the best part about it is that you can connect with one of their doctors virtually from the safety of your home. How are you doing, Ali? And where are you joining us from today?
Hey, Jay, thanks for having me. I'm actually at my office in East York, just outside of Toronto. So it's comfortable, empty, and peaceful here right now.
Before we get started with the interview, I was really hoping that we can get to know you a bit better. So if you can give us a short introduction of your history and work experience prior to joining the cannabis industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I had a strong background in operations. I'd worked in logistics from the age of 19 to about 25, 26. So I worked at places like CAA as an operations supervisor, helping them manage all their contracts with their third-party transport companies. I had worked at Matrix, which was the distribution hub for Shoppers, which is funny enough. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like full circle at this point. So I worked in logistics for some time. My family had a business that we had started when I was younger, and then I just kept transitioning out of that. And then just prior to me actually getting into the medical side of cannabis, I got into real estate and I had been doing it for 3 years. We were on the cusp of opening up our own brokerage in Durham. Mm-hmm. Then this opportunity kind of came about. And as soon as I had the chance to kind of get involved with cannabis as well as helping patients, it definitely took my heart away.
So what was your aha moment? What was that moment that really made you realize, you know, I've got to pivot into the cannabis industry?
You know what, to be honest with you, it was my own experience. In 2015, I went to get my own prescriptions because I suffer from severe ADHD. Like, it's unbelievable I get things done. So I had been using cannabis for years to kind of mitigate the issues that I was having. So when I had to go through the process of getting my prescription, first of all, I had to go and see some kind of psychiatrist, therapist of some sorts, get a documentation, then sent to a doctor, a consulting company, who I had to pay $500 to, who then got me to a doctor who signed my prescription, and it could only go to one licensed producer. So at that point, I always knew that the system was extremely broken. Mm-hmm. And that there wasn't a patient first or a patient centric avenue to get your cannabis prescription. And then at that point, we realized that we could make a big difference in this industry.
So today you are the CEO and president of Light Clinic. It's an incredibly invaluable platform that can help patients like myself get access to medical cannabis in a timely and efficient manner. Can you give us a sense at a high level what you've created?
Yeah, so what we wanted to do is have an easy system for patients to quickly and safely see a doctor. But we also wanted to make sure that this process was completely free. Mm-hmm. So we created an online platform which allows you to book your appointment with a doctor, see the doctor online. But more importantly, it also allows you to book some time with an educator. We pride ourselves on educating our patients. So what happens is you can go to our website, you can book an appointment. If you are familiar with cannabis, the licensed producer and the strains, you can just go ahead with your cannabis appointment and we will actually send your prescription right to the licensed producer. And all of this can be done within 24 hours. Now, if you are newer to cannabis, we do have educators on staff that will spend 30 to 45 minutes with you, go over all the symptoms and ailments and all the things that you're going through, and help you make the right decision for the right licensed producer that suits your needs the best. So we are not only just a clinic, but we're definitely a strong tool of education and patient engagement, as well as making sure that patients get exactly what they need and work with them on building out a plan that is suitable for them.
So with everything you've got going on, you really have achieved a lot within the cannabis industry. And to ensure you're executing this vision on all fronts and hitting those key milestones that you set aside, it really means surrounding yourself with a strong team. Would you mind talking about some of the experience that exists over at Light Clinic and as how they've helped get to where you're at today?
Oh, absolutely. So my business partner alone, Fias, he's been not only just a great friend and great business partner, but he's been a great mentor. I got 15 years of experience managing a portfolio of 8 hotels. With his experience and background in operations, it's definitely helped me see things differently. You know, I've never really been a boardroom guy. Getting acquainted to how things move around a boardroom and understanding the dynamics of having a team. You know, we're up to 25 at Light now. So it's different, you know, understanding how each human being that you work with understands and interprets things differently, and making sure that you're clear and concise with all of them. So Fias has definitely been a huge part of that. I've got great guys on my team like Ian Morton. Ian Morton was the chairman of Ample Organics. He was a former chief operating officer of Molecular Science. He's been a huge support system for me, understanding how to kind of move on the bigger landscape of the cannabis space. My chief medical officer, Dr. Dean Elterman, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today. He was the one who was able to unlock us that OTN pilot program, which allowed Light Clinic to be one of the first clinics in Canada to bill for telemedicine encounters, and it's completely covered through OHIP. So he's been an anchor for me, and he's always been there for me. So we got a great team. Also, we just brought on a gentleman named by the name of Darius Rose to help us build out a proprietary platform. He's got great experience. He's worked with multiple major companies. He's also worked at Ample. He's worked at Think Research, you know, and just understands the dynamics of the corporate world. So I've been very lucky, Jay, to have a great team around me, because you're only as good as your weakest link, and I don't think we have many here.
Okay, that's phenomenal. And the platform really was created to help patients, something that you alluded to a little bit earlier. Can you talk a little bit more about your brand ethos and why it was essential for you guys to provide Canadians access to medical cannabis?
Yeah, like, just like I was telling you, Jay, like going through the system myself, sometimes you don't realize how broken something is until you have to kind of go through the process yourself. It was eye-opening. Like it was, I couldn't believe the things that patients with severe pain, PTSD, anxiety, insomnia had to go through to get access to a flower. Like it was mind-boggling to me. Like I couldn't believe it. At the same time, you're watching doctors handing out pills and eventually corroding people's stomachs. We're seeing an opioid epidemic. Like there's so many things that this beautiful plant can do if it was educated out there the right way, if it was distributed the right way, if it was handled the right way. So at that point in time, we knew that there needed to be something done. And you know, the first 300 patients, Jay, that we saw, we weren't covered by OHIP, and I was still supplying it for free. So we paid out of pocket for the first 300 patients.
Wow.
To get the doctor seen by them, because I knew at some point in time that people would realize the value of this, and it wouldn't just be a patient grab or a cash grab, or we were in it just for the gold rush of the early cannabis stage. We really gave a damn about those patients. And I think that resonates still today. And I think that's why, even with us not always being the biggest guy on the block or having the largest bank accounts compared to some of the others out there, we're still here. We're still growing. We've been now recognized for a lot of that work we've done with the patients. You know, we've been able to work with great companies like Shoppers because of the way we've actually handled our culture and philosophy of the company right from the jump. So I do think we have separated ourselves in the sense of, you know, if you come to Light, you're going to be extremely well taken care of.
Now, something that you talked about is really providing a full circle experience for any consumer. Understanding cannabis and its effects alongside creating a treatment plan takes a lot of work, and your clinic prides itself in offering a tailored solution. You've talked a little bit about it, but can you walk us through that process and what a patient can expect when using your platform?
Absolutely. So right now we're affiliated with 21 licensed producers, as well as a plethora of different ones that Shoppers provides. So that's a potential of about 40 different options for a licensed producer. That can become extremely overwhelming for somebody that's never really consumed cannabis, and especially for medicine, where it's a direct reason, a direct symptom, a direct diagnosis that they want to supplement their pain or whatever the case may be with cannabis. So we work with a patient. Once they've seen the doctor and the doctor can recognize what the ailment is, that is handed over to an educator. That educator will walk the patient through what they're going through, how they're feeling. And then through the 7,500 patients that have come through our system, we're able to analyze what's happening with you and start building out a treatment plan based around what your needs are, as well as what's available that best suits those symptoms. So we work with you on creating this whole plan on how we're going to overcome whatever it is you're going through. Because at the end of the day, we're not looking for you to find relief. We're looking for you to find a solution. So we really do take a deep dive into what the bother is, what's wrong, mm-hmm. and how we work together to make sure that it is being effectively attacked and managed.
And beyond doing that, you guys also work with healthcare providers to ensure that the entire experience is completely free. Can you talk about how you guys were able to integrate this into your platform and why it was imperative for you guys to have this available for your patients?
It's again, it's access, right?
Yeah.
The patients, they never understand what they're going through sometimes because it's so overwhelming. This is stuff that they have to deal with in their daily lives. So having been able to tie in these healthcare practitioners to be able to even walk them through that first process, and because you really need to understand what the patient's looking for, what the patient's going through. Mm-hmm. There's nobody better than a GP or an NP to kind of understand that, because they've seen so many cases of the same situations, and then working with them in that space. So the healthcare professionals we work with are so critical, because they're the ones that can actually tell us, like, you know, this is what they're going through, and this is what my recommendations would be. So as that patient goes through the pipeline, at no point in time are they dropped off. So our healthcare professionals are our everything.
Yeah. Now, recently, Light Clinic made headlines with securing a partnership with Medical Cannabis by Shoppers to help patients access cannabis in a quick and timely fashion. Can you discuss how this partnership will allow Light Clinic to ultimately provide a full circle solution for patients using your platform?
Absolutely. This was something I've been chasing since 2018. You know, I knew when Shoppers was coming into the space, I had actually changed my platform completely to kind of focus in on Shoppers' needs. So this one was a big one for us, but it gives people that, it takes away the fear. You know, Shoppers is such a trusted brand that when people get their prescription sent to Shoppers, there's already a confidence level there that they've instilled in people because they've been handling their medication for years. I think having Shoppers involved, having Shoppers doing the clinicals that they're doing, will be huge for the industry. So for us, it was a great achievement being able to work with Shoppers, because now we have another partner that is trusted, that is branded, and is extremely well known across the country for being a provider of medications. Now, we have, like I've said before, some of our LPs are extremely medically focused and are completely patient-centric. But at the end of the day, if for a patient who's never dealt with cannabis before, having their prescription sent to Shoppers gives them that sense of relief, that sense of comfort, that they're working with somebody that they've known from in the past, that they've actually gotten their medications from before. And it kind of helps continue to break that stigma off. So it allows our industry to continue to grow.
Like you said, it really does provide a sense of security for any patient accessing your platform. The data that the Light Clinic is able to obtain through these patient signups can be incredibly valuable and really provide an opportunity to monitor patients, their diagnosis, as well as provide incredible data touch points. Is there a plan to leverage this data in the near future to assist universities, doctors, or clinical trials researchers related to the medical cannabis studies?
Yeah, so we actually just got involved with a clinical trial. I can't really give out the details yet, but I definitely, Jay, we'll definitely do this again. So yeah, no, we are. We're getting more involved with that. We're definitely using the data that we're seeing to understand our patients' needs, potential outcomes, understanding historically what some of these strains have been able to do, what mm-hmm. some of these symptoms and ailments, what are they best aligned with some of the things that we can get them. Absolutely. At the end of the day, you need to understand the patient's needs now. You have to understand the patient's needs of before. So using data and analytics is a huge part of what we do. it's always been at the forefront of our for us is to understand how to best serve that patient based on what they're feeling. And no better way to do that than to go back and get empirical information on what others went through.
Now, on your website, www.lightclinic.com, you can find a list of producers that you're working with. When it comes to providing education for patients, where does Light Clinic draw the line between education and promotion?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's at the end of the day, none of our educators, none of the people on the staff have any idea what our agreements are like with cannabis providers, so that their judgment will never be changed. The only people that understand what's happening with the licensed producer and the agreements we have are senior management staff. So I never want any of our staff members to think that they have to push a patient in a certain direction. It's always got to be focused on what the patient's needs are. You know, we've got a great business model here when we are tied into OHIP. So the focus is always has to be centralized on the patient. So we've mitigated that a lot by just not letting people know like some of the background information, but letting them know what's available, especially my team, just so that they're not altering their judgment in any way, shape, or form, and making sure that the patient is provided the best service and the best products.
So beyond providing a tremendous opportunity for patients to get access from their homes to your platform, it also has given doctors practicing medical cannabis therapy a chance to work with patients from all across Canada, with others supporting the mission. How has the medical cannabis community really received the platform that you guys have created?
It's been great. We're national. We've been really welcomed with open arms. In BC, we've actually partnered up with a clinic called Viva Care. They've got 9 physical locations, and we're working really well with them. 6 of those locations are actually located inside of Walmart. So we're now starting to get adaption from places we never thought we would before. So watching people starting to kind of break or end that stigma and starting to adapt, realizing that there is a lot of value to this, has been great for us. It's been great. We've got a lot of doctors now reaching out to us directly, asking us, how can we get involved? You know, how can we do it the way that you guys are doing it? Is there ways that we can kind of partner up with you? So the interest level for Light has kind of flown through the roof as we've kind of gained our credibility and people realize we're definitely a patient-centric clinic.
So within the last 4 years, the industry has evolved incredibly quickly. You know, 2016, Light Clinic started, and each year it's been picking up pace with new integrations alongside hurdles and challenges. Where do you see the industry within the next 2 to 3 years?
I think it's going to continue to grow on the medical side. I think people are starting to realize the value of medical cannabis. I think we saw that the recreational side wasn't as aggressive as people at first thought it would be. And people realize that the medical side is actually really to start to take off. With guys like Shoppers getting involved and with larger licensed producers really moving into the medical space, I think people are starting to see the real value of this. Now, I know that the stock market doesn't look the greatest, and I know a lot of people made investments that are still probably hurting them today, but you got to be patient. You got to understand that there was a first tech bubble, and then through the second tech bubble, we got Google. So we got to understand that there is those growing pains. You are going to have this with a brand new industry, but if you work the right way and you do the right things, I think it's going to get more educated. I think we're going to get more empirical data. I think we're going to get more clinicals to prove of things that we've been saying for the last 30, 40, 50 years. And once that occurs, I think the transition to it becoming more of a norm will definitely begin to start.
So chatting with you, Ali, we get the sense of your entrepreneurial spirit, your passion to help others, as well as the fact that you are a serial entrepreneur. Can you talk about how those experiences has really helped shape who you are today and get you to where Light Clinic is now?
Absolutely. Like, you know, I think through the greatest success is built through some of the hardest of times. So if it was easy, everyone would do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but we had a vision and we knew what we wanted to do. I think at the forefront, our focus was never on the money. It was on how to make a difference, how to make life easier for those who really don't have an easy life. And through that, oh man, Jay, there's been times that I didn't know if I'd be at the office the next day. You know, there's been times where, you know, the first year I didn't take a salary, you know, like there was times where we had to choose between like what we're eating for dinner. It's just, you go through that. You any entrepreneur will tell you, you know, a lot of the greatest companies were started in garages and basements. And we kind of went that same route. We've fought our way through. We've had, like any other company has had our trials and our tribulations, but at the end of the day, we always knew what we were doing was right. And we always knew that what we were doing would definitely make a difference if we could get over some of these hurdles. And that was enough motivation for me to work those 18 to 20 hour days and to make sure that I pretty much didn't have a life where I was here all weekend. You know, my wife saw how hard I was committed to this and she joined me, and she was a hell of a realtor. But she gave that up because she understood that this was a vision and a passion and a dream that I wouldn't let go of. And through that and through that support that I've gotten and through great family and great friends, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. You know, it's one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do is understanding what it takes to really be successful. And honestly, every day I'm grateful. Every day I'm blessed. Every day I look around me and I honestly, it's hard not to tear up sometimes because it's crazy that we're here. And I think that now that we're here, it would be crazy for us not to get really aggressive and continue to grow. Being able to help 8,000 people over the last 2.5 years has probably been the biggest accomplishment of my life. And it's something I'll never take for granted.
So keeping in line with that, if you could give 3 tips to other entrepreneurs following in similar footsteps to yourself, what would those 3 tips be?
Passion breeds success. So if you don't have passion, don't do it. Make sure you know what your vision is and make sure you're not doing this just for money. You know, if there's something in your gut that you truly believe in, follow it. I've had a ton of opportunities thrown at me. And as soon as I stopped following my gut, it kind of led me down a stray I didn't want. So I be passionate. Make sure you have a clear and concise vision and never give up. Because at the end of the day, there is a need for what you have to put out there. Just make sure you're executing on what you're going to execute on and don't give up. Like there's a lot of people don't believe in themselves as much as they should. But if they did, they'd be much further along. So, and again, honestly, send me an email. I'm happy to help any other entrepreneur that's going through hell to have conversations, kind of reflect on some of the things I've gone through. But yeah, I honestly would say that I think the biggest thing is make sure you're passionate about it, because if you're not, it'll show and it'll reflect in your work.
So Ali, it was great having you on the Shake Podcast today. But before we let you go, we like to ask all of our guests one last question. And that is there a piece of technology, a book, or a past experience that has helped shape who you are today?
Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. I think if people listen to that man, it would be a lot more calming around boardroom tables. So I'm a big Napoleon Hill guy. What the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. The power of positivity is so understated. So absolutely, if I can push anybody on anything, it's what I listen to when I go on my walks, because I'm an audiobook guy. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
We want to give a huge thank you to Ali Mohammed for joining the Shake Podcast presented by Treehouse Solutions. We also want to thank our loyal Shake listeners for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. You can join the discussion or drop us a line at www.treehousesolutions.com and on Instagram at The Shake Podcast. Please also check out our parent Instagram at Treehouse Solutions. And if you're a huge sports fan and love cannabis or everything in between, we have you covered. Check out our latest channel at Sports Cannabis on Instagram. If you're on Twitter, follow us at THS_audio. Be sure to look out for our next episode when we chat with another industry leading representative. We hope you enjoyed our session. Stay tuned for our next podcast.